for the team with regards to control points. Then there's a second idea, which is very speculative on my side with regards to context. And basically the reason why I'm talking through these points is to give ammunition, I guess, for the discussion that we're coming up to in the open session. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is with regards to control points and the idea that within a platform ecosystem, the player with the largest number of control points has the most power, and potentially in terms of having a whole wholly integrated kind of experience for the customer becomes an attractive proposition. So let's start off with the idea that when I look at platforms, or what are mobile platforms? And I see three major components when we look at mobile platforms around us. There's the part of content distribution, or the App Store that we all know and love through the iPhone ecosystem, Android, etc. But of course, there's the operating system as well, which a mobile platform may or may not have or have control over. And then there's a third element in terms of advertising distribution, which we see in terms of both Google Android and the Apple ecosystem as well. So there are almost sort of three platforms when we look at a mobile platform. That's the first point. And then secondly, of course, a platform sits within the platform ecosystem. I've got a very simplified view here of a value chain and the major components within that value chain. Of course, it's highly simplified because in reality, it looks a bit more like this. But I didn't want to talk through that because we'd be here till the end of the afternoon. So what I've done here is basically to list the major components in this value chain. So unfortunately, a lot of players, for example, the likes of Mblox as enablers or systems integrators haven't been included in this. So in a nutshell, we have the consumer on one end as a source of income. We have device, in terms of device manufacturers. This has collapsed because, of course, there are a whole bunch of other devices in this ecosystem. But I'm purely focusing on, I just want to be clear here, I'm purely focusing on the distribution and the creation of mobile apps here. I'm not looking at the ecosystem with regards to revenues from devices or revenues from data, for example. Okay. Then we have access, so we have the mobile network operator. Again, that's highly collapsed because we could have a Wi-Fi provider, or we could have a fixed provider with a Wi-Fi access at the front. But I'm focusing on a mobile network operator here. Then, of course, we have the platform with the three components that I mentioned earlier on. And then at the end, we have content. So in terms of apps, media, BBC, for example. And then we have advertising as content, which can be distributed as well. I don't have user-generated content here. Okay, so if we look at that as a value chain, we talked about control points earlier on, and what I'm claiming is that the more control points a player within a platform ecosystem has, then potentially the more power they have within that ecosystem, not only to generate profits, but also to create an integrated and cohesive experience for the end user. So I've grayed out the boxes. We've got these control points in green. I'm going to quickly go through them. So with regards to, if I was a user, a consumer, and I was going to actually pay for an application, of course, there is a control point on my end with regards to the fact that I'm a revenue source. I pay or I don't pay. I would visit a storefront within an app store. That's within the platform. That is a very important control point in terms of what content, what apps are actually pushed to me, what is prioritized over other applications. So, for example, when you look at the App Store, again, the Apple App Store, of course, there are editor's picks, as there are on the Google Marketplace as well. So the way that the owner of that storefront control point uses it to prioritize certain content and other content is, of course, an issue of control. So the application, obviously, another element of a platform is the actual operating system itself. And the control points here, the actual development of the operating system, how open it is, the APIs, as we talked about earlier on, and of course the actual support that the operating system owner provides for developers. So I call that OS support in terms of developer tools. How easy is it actually to create applications on this part of the platform? Once we have that, we have the actual providers of content who actually create content, looking at apps rather than other forms of content. They depend on the actual openness of the operating system and the tools that they've been given. Once they've produced the application, it's back to the platform owner, particularly with regards to the content distribution in the App Store itself. So again, there are two more control points here. The first one is what I call the aggregation of apps. This is another form of curation. So what applications do I actually admit onto my App Store? Again, in the case of Apple, we all know that Apple are highly selective, but they do that in order to make sure that, in their view, the best quality apps are on their App Store to maintain their brand. But there may also be some other commercial decisions there in terms of what apps actually conflict with various functions they actually offer as a company themselves. And then there's another control point here with regards to revenue share. So obviously a platform owner in a position of power is able to dictate the terms in terms of what revenue share is provided between themselves and the creator's content. Then if we look at a slightly different business model in terms of apps that are paid for by advertising, then of course the user at the end, the source of income, is also a source of information in terms of usage information which can be used for the profiling and targeting of advertising. Whether or not the user actually has much control over that or not at the moment, I can't really comment on, but that might change. The advertiser on the far right is the source of revenue in this case, and they fund the advertising distributor. I've missed out a point there. They have the power in terms of how adverts are actually distributed. So there's a control point I missed out there. And of course, they're a source of revenue share as well. So what is of interest is the power of a platform owner depends on the number of control points they own. So let's look at a number of different architectures here, or different business models even. So if we start off with the iPhone, we can see here that Apple effectively own all three parts of a platform that I mentioned earlier on with regards to the operating system they control, iOS, content distribution through their App Store, and of course they have an advertising distribution platform form through iAds. Okay, and they own all those control points, and they control them fairly vigorously in order to make sure that the user experience is Apple-branded, effectively. What is also interesting about this is that, of course, they are responsible for the manufacture of their own devices. I don't have any control points in there because I want to talk purely about apps. But the reason why I put that in is that they're a very integrated, cohesive kind of business model here. So as a net result, the experience that the user gets is highly integrated. Go on to Google with regards to Android. They are basically owners of three elements of the platform stack here, similar to Apple. However, their control, or the amount of control they exert over these control points, is somewhat less than the way that Apple exerts control. So with regards to the operating system, yes, they are the lead partner in a consortium, the Android operating system, which is open. With regards to content distribution or the App Store, they don't filter applications in the same way that Apple does. All applications are welcome, except that they are got rid of after the event if they are malware or damaging to the user. Google obviously is primarily a platform, an advertising platform, so they guard their ownership of advertising distribution very tightly. So reducing, going one down, there's something known as the wholesale applications community, which is a consortium of mobile companies who have joined together in order to produce an applications platform. It's wholesale because the content is actually aggregated at a wholesale level, but it's retailed from a storefront at a mobile, from individual branded mobile storefronts. Okay. Again, I would say there is less power here because they do not have direct ownership of an operating system and the way that an operating system can evolve. Nor do they, as far as I'm aware, have ownership of any form of advertising distribution platforms. So there is less opportunity for revenue coming in there. And then right at the bottom, there are independent app stores, one being GetJar, for example, who basically are just in charge of content distribution. They aggregate typically Java applications for lower-end handsets. And they actually get quite a lot of volume in terms of sales or people downloading applications. But again, they have no direct influence of an operating system or over an advertising distribution platform. So their opportunity for power is less. So I wanted, basically, I wanted to go through this just to sort of show that, in my opinion, the more control points that a platform owner has, certainly with regards to aggregation, the more power they have, the potential to have a more of an integrated experience for the end user, and potentially a more satisfactory, attractive experience for the end user. And I think that's important. What I wanted to do was, on the second part, was basically talk about some more, I suppose this is more opinion that I was thinking of more recently, and isn't directly related to my PhD, but actually possibly has some influence with regards to what we're doing within the mobile VCE. So I was thinking, well, what comes next with regards to those platform components? How could they be developed further? And I was thinking, what is interesting, of course, is context and interactions of users mediated through their devices to what we call the Internet of Things. What I think is interesting about this is, as people interact with resources around them through their mobile devices or any device, context is going to be key for this. Context in terms of what resources or services may be available for the consumer. And similarly, on the resource side or the device side, what is the context of users around them? You know, what can actually be who they're allowed to push information out to or not? And in this environment, I thought that the possibility of a context broker could potentially be quite appealing commercially, effectively, as this actually has quite a lot to do with the things that we were talking about this morning with regards to personal information management. And effectively, the person who's able to broker the amount of information that's passed between, or context between, the resource on one end and the end user or the consumer on the other, who's actually able to filter that information and show what is relevant or what is potentially commercially attractive, actually has a lot of power. And if this is the case, again, this is speculation, but maybe something to talk about, who would be best positioned to be able to provide this kind of functionality? So again, if we put this context broking functionality in a platform stack, you know, we've got the operating system, content distribution with regards to an app store, and advertising distribution at the bottom, we're putting context broking as another element within that. Who would be best positioned to be able to capitalize upon that? And effectively, I see two potential players who really have a right to play in this area. And these are players within the value chain who actually already have a lot of personal information with regards to consumers, such as location. Of course, one would be the platform Goliath like Google. Again, this would fit very neatly with regards to their overall ownership of information within all these platforms here. And then the other would be potentially mobile network operators. Again, this links into some of the conversations we're having this morning in terms of mobile operators own a lot of information about users, therefore potentially they have a right to be able to play within this context broken situation. Okay, those are just some ideas I wanted to mention before we go into the open session. So I think at this point I'll hand over to Jason, who is going to moderate that.
Yes.